Chapter 8.
I was suddenly aware of how densely packed the entrance to the caves were, and I couldn't get through the crowd of well-wishers fast enough, but my heart dropped when I caught Una's questioning glance. How would my cat-girl girlfriend feel about my spontaneous romance with May? Would Una let me plant my seed in the dodo woman? I had to find out, so I singled Una out from the horde of animal people gathered around the entrance to New Haven, and I lowered my voice so only she could hear me.
What did May whisper to you?
Una asked in a curious voice. I realized she hadn't seen the kiss exchanged between the dodo woman and me, and I breathed a sigh of relief. At least I could tell her myself. May invited me to... you know, I murmured. Una's eyes widened to an impossible degree.
Honest?
I swear by the rainbow-colored sky, I replied, and I couldn't help the smirk that twisted the corners of my mouth.
Oh, Alex, that's wonderful!
Una bounced up and down on the balls of her feet, and then she began to drag me toward the tunnel at the back of the caves.
She will be faster and stronger once she is full of your special seed. Then you can plant your seed in others and we'll have an army of super soldiers!
Hold on, Una! I backpedaled and brought the determined cat girl to a halt. I'm not fucking the whole village just because you think I have special sperm.
Why not?
Una tilted her head to the side in that adorable manner she had. I sighed and raked a hand through my hair. I just want you and, well, May right now.
I understand.
Una nodded.
You want to experiment with your strongest fighters first.
Something like that.
Well, what has caused you to still be waiting? You said you want May, yes?
Oh, I do, I assured her, and my cheeks warmed at the thought of stripping the trim blue vest from the dodo woman's form.
Then get to it!
Una giggled as she pressed a solid shove into my lower back, and I was propelled toward the entrance to the village. This time I didn't fight it, and I quickly dodged through the people attempting to snag me for some congratulations and terms of endearment. I spotted the tri-cornered hat atop May's head from a distance, and I trotted to make up the ground between us. May! I called out to her departing back. The dodo woman paused and shot me a smile over her shoulder.
Follow me, dreamer!
Oh, May! I caught up to her, and I slid my hand smoothly into hers as I returned her smile. If we're taking our relationship to the next level, then you have to promise to stop calling me the dreamer when we're in private. I don't care about what you say in front of the others, but when it's just you and me, I should be Alex. May considered me for a long moment, and then she squeezed my hand warmly.
All right, Alex.
Thanks. I smirked. Now, where's this nest of yours? The smile of pride that lit up May's light blue eyes was unlike anything I'd seen before. And my heart thudded in my chest as I filled my eyes with her radiant beauty. The sunlight streaming through the hollow peak shone on her white hair, which made it glow. Her tri-cornered hat shaded her eyes, but her full, round lips were pink in the sunlight, and they looked positively kissable.
I have wanted to show you my nest since I first built it,
May informed me, and her eyes twinkled as they swept across the ancient volcano's internal forest to the rocky wall on the far side. I knew the edges of the hollowed-out mountain peak were pockmarked with smaller caves, but they'd been quickly claimed as living spaces by the residents of New Haven, so I hadn't had many chances to explore them. It would be interesting to see how a dodo woman lived, and I hurried my pace to match May's. May led me by the hand to the far edge of the mountain, and we walked along the rock wall for a short time before she pulled me inside a cave. The ceiling came down a short distance from the top of my head, and my hair brushed against rocks in a couple of places. But it didn't detract from the allure of May's nest. The dodo woman had covered the interior with lush pillows and blankets in a big pile, but a bowl shape was formed at the very center. It was in this direction May moved, and I immediately followed behind her without the need of any prompting. I like it. I didn't know what to do with my hands, so I hung them awkwardly by my sides, and I gave May a tight-lipped smile. The dodo woman smiled back at me in a knowing manner, and she pressed her fingers into my chest with just enough pressure to send me onto my ass. I plopped down onto the pillows, and I placed my hands behind my head as I grinned up at May.
Now, I dance the dodo dance of desire.
May flourished out her hands in an approximation of a curtsy, and I straightened my posture to get a better view.
And you shall lay back to enjoy the show.
Sounds good to me, I said with a shit-eating grin. I'm sure I'll love anything you do, but a special dance does sound kind of cool. My soon-to-be lover stared down at me with a serene expression on her face, but then she started to sing, and the sound filled the air with melody and beauty. She closed her eyes as the music moved her, but my mouth watered almost instantly when she began to gyrate her hips. The pattern of her movements was hypnotic, and I found myself zoning out as she twirled and twisted above me.
Look upon the evening star. Look upon the lights dancing afar. Look upon the field of bazaar. Remember where you are.
What song is that?
Oh, the Dodo dance song,
May replied, without pausing her movements, and then she fell right back into her soft song. As she sang, she twisted her hips sharply from left to right, and it reminded me of the belly dancers from the Far East.
Bring everything in your repertoire, and I will empty your reservoir.
Is my reservoir my balls? I couldn't help from chuckling. May didn't even pause her song or dance, but she shot me a patient smile. So I turned my attention back to her hypnotic movements. The more she moved, the more my body reacted, and it didn't take long for me to get a raging boner harder than I'd ever experienced before. The dodo woman hadn't even touched me yet, and I was craving her like a drug. The dodo dance of desire was powerful indeed. Then May began to strip off her clothes with tantalizing slowness, and my mouth fell open as she slid her waistcoat off her shoulders. Except for the briefest flash of skin when we'd gone swimming together, I hadn't seen the shape of May's body before. During our water adventures, I didn't think I would ever get the dodo woman alone, so I'd kept my eyes respectfully on her face. But this was a different matter altogether. I could look unabashedly. After May's waistcoat was removed, the dodo woman began to undo the buttons of her tight-fitting navy blue vest. She slid the garment from her shoulders before she tossed it onto the pile where she'd thrown her jacket, and her blue eyes twinkled with mischief as her fingers went to the laces of her billowy white shirt. My cock twitched against my pants, and I could feel all the blood and heat in my body pooling in my groin. Sweat already dappled my forehead, and I dashed my tongue across my dry lips.
I have awaited this moment for many nights,
May informed me in a husky voice, and I realized she was just as turned on as I was. I ached to touch her, to explore every inch of her interesting body, but it was obvious she wanted to take the lead this time, so I forced myself to be patient. It wouldn't be long before my hands and mouth could roam across her skin and elicit the rainbow of reactions I could already tell May was capable of. Then May pulled the shirt over her head, and her breasts bounced free. They were perfectly shaped, with a soft pink hue that was quickly reddening the longer I stared. But I couldn't seem to peel my eyes away, nor did I want to. I feasted upon the image of the topless dodo woman for a long moment, and then I dragged my eyes up to her face. May's smile was radiant as she reached up to undo the strap restraining her hair, and then her long white waves were loose and free. I moved to push myself up from the pillows, but May shook her head, so I settled back into a half-propped-up position. I want to touch you, I growled in a voice full of desire.
Soon,
May promised, as she flashed me a wink.
I get to touch you first.
Oh? I chuckled and returned my hands to the back of my head.
Yes, Alex,
May breathed, and her breasts rose and fell with the motion. Fuck, it was hot when May said my name like that.
First, we must rid you of these restraints,
the dodo woman continued, as she crossed the pillows to stand over me.
Would you like me to undress you?
Well, I can do it, I said in a hurried tone, and my hands shot to the vest covering my torso. It only took me a moment to rip the vest off my chest and toss it onto the pile of May's clothes, and then I hastily undid the laces of my baggy pants. My erection bounced free from the fabric, and May's eyes lit up with desire at the sight of my throbbing member.
You are stronger of spear than I'd imagined,
the dodo woman murmured in an awed tone. You still have your pants on, I pointed out.
Oh, that I do,
May chuckled, and her fingers moved obediently to undo her pants. A moment later, May stood above me naked as the day she was born, or hatched, and I swept my gaze down her body to the mound of curly white hair decorating the gap between her thighs. I wanted to taste her everywhere, to feel her quivering against me, and to hear her scream my name in the throes of bliss. But I summoned all of my patience. Then May procured a bottle of slimy-looking liquid from the pillows, and she held it up until the contents twinkled in the light streaming into the small cavern entrance.
What is it?
Did she want me to drink a potion before we had sex?
Lubricant,
May said, and her smile took on a devilish gleam.
For your flesh?
Before I could process or question her words, the dodo woman straddled me and she popped the cork on the bottle before she began to pour the contents across my skin. It was cool against the heat of my flesh, and I inhaled sharply. But May ignored me as she pressed her fingers into the oily substance and started to massage it into my skin. I groaned as she worked the oil into the sore muscles of my shoulders, and it even felt good when she rubbed it against my chest. But more tantalizing than her roaming fingers was the fact that her bare entrance laid mere inches away from my twitching cock.
Oh, May, I want to feel you.
Soon,
was all the dodo woman said in response, before she returned to her ministrations. May inched backward as she worked the massage oil into my skin, but she carefully avoided my crotch as she rubbed the liquid into my legs, knees, shins, and feet. I was beginning to think I would never actually get laid, and I closed my eyes as I surrendered to the sensations of the massage. But then I felt a wetness on my cock. I opened my eyes and looked directly into May's light blue gaze as she lowered her mouth down over the head of my shaft. Her lips bulged and expanded as she took in my girth, and her eyes watered from the strain as she took more and more of my length into her mouth.
Huh. Oh, fuck, May,
I gasped as she came off my cock with a wet plop.
Where did you learn to do that?
I have been around all the land for many years,
May said, with a dismissive wave of her hand.
I have learned many things, but there is still much I do not know.
Like what?
How to make your seed explode from your pods within moments,
May answered without hesitation.
I will learn the secrets of expulsion soon enough, though.
Well, you're on the right track,
I pointed out as I eyed my stiff cock.
Not sure if I've ever been this hard before.
The dodo dance can be deadly to the deck,
May nodded in a serious manner.
Indeed,
I said, in an effort to remain serious. But giggles threatened to explode from my throat.
Enough dilly-dallying,
May announced, and without any further preamble, she wrapped her lips around the head of my cock and sucked. I hissed in my breath as I arched my back to drive my cock even deeper into her throat. But the dodo woman took in my full length without gagging. It wasn't until she came back up that I was able to breathe again, and the noises she elicited from me would have put any porn star to shame. I thought I was going to burst from the blowjob alone, and I struggled to maintain my self-control until I could experience her from the inside out. But it was the hardest thing I'd ever had to do before.
You taste like pie,
May informed me in a thoughtful tone when she came up for air, but then she pressed her lips against mine before I could reply. As she kissed me, the dodo woman repositioned herself above me until she was straddling me once more. But this time she began to rub her already dripping wet entrance against the head of my cock. My dick lunged toward her tunnel with impatience, and May chuckled.
We have all night, Alex,
she whispered in my ear.
There is no reason to rush.
It's not my fault you've teased me to the point of bursting. If I'm impatient, then it's no one's fault but yours.
Oh, I will take full accountability for my actions,
May replied. But then she slid herself down onto my shaft, and my vision blurred around the edges.
Oh, fuck,
I gasped as her tight pussy wrapped around my shaft.
This is only the beginning,
May breathed, and she lowered herself all the way down. But then she paused, and her lips returned to mine. Our tongues began a dance of their own, and the two muscles dipped and dove between our two pairs of lips like it was a synchronized routine we'd performed many times. It felt natural. It felt right. May was supposed to be mine. As our kiss deepened and grew more passionate, May began to lift herself slowly up my shaft until I could feel the edges of her lips around the head of my cock. Then she lowered herself once more with tantalizing slowness, and we both moaned in unison as pleasure shot up my spine. My hands started to roam over her body, and I cupped her breasts against my palms as I jiggled them slightly. The softness of her skin was pleasant in my hands, and the weight was perfect, larger than I expected, but not too big to handle. May began to increase the pace, and she bounced up and down on my cock with an increasingly fast rhythm. My hands shot to her hips, and I groped her ass as I guided her movements into a frenzy. May started to whimper and shake as she rose up and down, and her hands clutched my chest for support. Then a shudder went through my lover, and her entire body began to convulse. May rode me hard through the orgasm, rocking her entire form, and the pulsating sensation along my shaft sent needles of pleasure through my entire body.
"You're so fucking sexy," I murmured,
as I pushed my hips upward to meet her thrusts.
"I've wanted you for so long, May."
"I have felt the same way about you, Alex,"
May whispered, but her words turned into a whimper as I hit a sensitive place deep inside her tunnel of pleasure.
Another!
I gripped her hips with strong hands, and I held her firmly in place as another orgasm shook her. It was all I could do not to come right then and there, but we'd only just begun our fun, and I was far from done. The sunlight struck her pale skin, and the effect made her glow from behind like a sexy angel. So I stared with rapt fascination up at the beauty as she continued to bounce.
"You're going to make me come if you keep it up," I growled
as I gathered all of my self-control.
"Is that not the point of this exercise?"
May giggled, and the sound was like music to my ears.
"Maybe just not so soon?"
I shook my head in amusement.
"Your game is stronger than I expected."
"Oh, what did you expect from me?"
May arched one eyebrow, but she never ceased her tantric motions.
"Well, I half expected you to still be a virgin,"
I admitted with a sheepish grin.
"Oh, are you disappointed?"
May's face threatened to fall into a frown, so I quickly waved a dismissive hand.
"Not in the slightest. You're sexy as hell just the way you are."
"I am not the dreamer of prophecy who can enhance one's strength with his seed."
By that point, I'd had just about enough talking, so I growled as I wrapped my arms around her waist, and I rolled her onto her back without ever taking my cock out from her tunnel. Her legs wrapped around my lower back immediately, and she locked her ankles together to keep us held in a tight embrace. Her breasts bounced as she rebounded from the pillows, but I had them in my mouth in the next instant.
"Oh!"
May gasped as she arched her back to press her nipples further into my mouth.
"Oh, Alex!"
"Do you like that?"
I murmured as I flicked my tongue across the hardened nub in a teasing manner, while also thrusting hard and deep into her welcoming wet pussy.
"Oh, yes, this pleases me,"
May whimpered with an absent nod. I ground my hips into her, and the dodo woman moaned as she spread her thighs even further apart from me. Her pussy gripped me like a well-oiled fist, and I joined her in the throes of passion as mirrored sounds echoed from my lips. I lost myself in the sensations of being deep inside May's slippery entrance, and I filled my hands with her breasts as I buried my face in her neck. I nibbled and bit at her earlobes, nuzzled my nose into the hollow of her throat, and groaned as her fingers roamed across my bare back. Then May somehow managed to roll me over and straddle me once more, but I growled as I grabbed her and lifted her with me as I stood. May held fast to my neck, but her blue eyes widened in surprise as I took the upper hand.
"Oh, you are stronger than you appear,"
the dodo woman gasped as I lifted her up and down on my cock.
"Strong enough for your liking?"
I teased as I ground her down on my dick until my head nudged up against the entrance to her womb.
"Oh, what is that word you use?"
May's face was flushed and sweat beaded on her breasts.
"Oh, fuck."
"That's the one."
"Well..."
May gasped for air.
"Oh, fuck."
I gripped her hips in each hand and I used my fists to pull her against me with more and more force. But it was all I could do to hold her up while she began to shake through another long orgasm.
"Oh, I like feeling you come on me,"
I murmured, before I seized her mouth in another passionate kiss. May moaned into my lips, and she tangled her fingers in my shaggy black hair.
"Oh, you're delicious, Alex."
"Oh, I'm glad you think so."
I nibbled on her collarbone as I slowly lowered her back to the pillows, and May wiggled her hips as we repositioned. The dodo woman shoved me playfully away, and then she rolled over onto her stomach to wag her ass in the air. The tuft of white feathers at the end of her tailbone rustled from the motion, and I had the urge to grab a fistful of white fluff while I fucked her from behind. So that's exactly what I did. May drove her hips back toward me as I gripped her tail feathers, and the guttural moan that escaped her lips as I slid my cock inside her slippery tunnel rang in my ears like choir bells, but the sound nearly proved to be my undoing. I gritted my teeth with the effort it took to maintain my self-control, but after a few quick breaths, I managed to calm myself down from the edge. Then May arched her back, tossed her hair over one shoulder, and flashed me a delightfully pleasure-filled expression.
It was more than I could bear, and the way she bit her bottom lip sent a shudder of pleasure up my spine. But I wasn't nearly done yet, so I grabbed a fistful of her hair to bring her head upward.
Oh, fuck me! Oh, fuck me hard, Alex!
May screamed in a guttural voice, and she slammed her ass backward onto my dick over and over again, until my vision began to blur. I closed my eyes as the sensations overwhelmed me, and I felt my thin strand of control snapping like a twig in a strong wind. A tug in my balls signaled the release of my sperm, and I threw myself onto May's back as my hips twitched from my climax. Spray after spray pumped out of me to fill May's moist entrance, and some silky white tendrils erupted from the edges of my girth to coat her milky white thighs. I twitched a few more times as another round of my seed burst out of me until I was completely drained, but May continued to wiggle her ass cheeks until I ceased my movements entirely. I rolled onto my back, and May rolled over to place her head on my chest. Fucking incredible, May. Where the hell did you learn all that stuff? You need to teach it to everyone, like, right away.
Oh, Alex, it is my gift to you and you alone. I trained with my people in the ways of the dodo dance, but I'd rather not discuss the rest of my experiences. They were unpleasant.
Fair enough. I squeezed her warmly in my arms. We don't have to talk about anything if you don't want to.
You are very kind, Alex the Dreamer,
May said in a serious tone, as she pushed herself up onto her elbows.
I consider myself fortunate to be chosen by the Chosen One.
You make me sound like Harry Potter when you talk like that.
Is this Harry Potter a hero from your world?
The Dodo Woman asked with a confused expression. kind of. But I don't need to be chosen by anyone to know you are a catch. I'm the lucky one, May. I'm very glad you asked me to join you in your pillow nest.
I have been wanting to pleasure you since the day we met,
May informed me, and she maintained her serious voice and expression. Just wait until I can pleasure you in other ways, I said as I waggled my eyebrows suggestively. You'll be screaming my name all night long.
We have the rest of the evening to ourselves,
May pointed out as she glanced around at the empty cave.
You are free to do as you wish to me. I am yours to command.
Could you get any sexier? I laughed at my own obscene luck, but May merely shrugged.
I am what I am, and what I am is May,
the Dodo Woman said in a sing-song voice. Well, May, I murmured, as I tightened my grip around her and pulled her back down to my chest. Once I catch my breath, you may just live to regret saying you are mine to command.
Oh, never,
May promised. We spent the rest of the night kissing and fucking like rabbits, and I came inside her womb, her mouth, all over her breasts, and on her ass. But I didn't stop until we were both too exhausted to move again. At long last, we settled in to fall asleep, and I cradled her in my arms as her breathing evened out. The sun had long since set, but I'd been too distracted by our sexy shenanigans to notice. I stared around at the shadows created by the large bonfire always burning in New Haven. But eventually, I drifted off into a peaceful slumber. The next morning came bright and early, but I felt more rested than I had in days. I ached to see Una, but waking up with May in my arms was its own reward. I stroked her hair away from her face and placed a gentle kiss on her forehead, and those gorgeous blue eyes popped open as she smiled up at me.
Good morning, Alex,
the Dodo Woman murmured, and then she rolled away from me to stretch out her arms and yawn.
Oh, I can't remember the last time I slept so well.
Me either, I chuckled.
What is on the dreamer's agenda for today?
May asked as she hopped to her feet and moved to the pile of our clothes. She tossed me my vest and pants before she tugged her white billowy shirt over her head. I need to finish up with the mole people business, I said with a small frown. Once I deal with the giant, we will have an army of trained warriors at our backs. I was sad to see her bountiful bosom hidden from view again, but I was happy when I noticed her leaving the majority of the ties loose so her cleavage was visible from within the folds of fabric.
I need to get to training before they start without me. I'm feeling very strong and lively, and I want to put a theory to the test.
And what theory is that?
Oh, Una's tale about your magic seeds,
May said, as she rifled through the pockets of her waistcoat for her pipe.
She showed remarkable improvement after an escapade in the pillows, and I would like to mimic the ability to perform.
I'm not so sure Una's right just yet. Dr. Kriya is still performing some tests, but training sounds like a good idea. I'll meet you there.
Until we meet again,
May said in a serious tone. I pulled on my clothes with only a little reluctance, but then we were both dressed and ready for the day.
May scooped up her weapons, flashed me a wink, and waggled a finger in farewell as we parted ways. But it only took me a few minutes to reach my treehouse. The dwelling was empty when I climbed inside, but I assumed Una had already headed out to our training grounds. I grabbed my weapons and a few basic pieces of armor before I headed back down the ladder, and I trotted across the small internal forest to the clearing where we trained. Una was performing some stretches with Shelley and Isabel, and I waved as I approached. The cat girl flashed me an ear-to-ear grin before she flung herself to her feet and dashed across the distance to me. She was in my arms an instant later, and her tail twitched with excitement.
"How was your time with May?"
Una asked, as she peppered my face with kisses. "Good," I chuckled, as I tolerated the affection, and as soon as she gave me the opportunity, I repaid the gesture in kind. "But I still missed you."
"I can come with you next time to watch,"
Una suggested, and my cock instantly throbbed at the idea of having Una and May together. "In time. I'm in no rush. We have the rest of our lives together to experiment and have fun."
"Everything I do with you is fun. You are a fun person, Alex."
"Yeah, there's worse things to be."
"All right, New Haveners,"
May called out in her instructor's voice, and everyone formed our usual formation without any further prompting. The dodo woman took us through some group stretches before she began the karate-like lessons. When we were all performing the motions exactly as she wanted, May nodded in approval, and then she paired us off for sparring. The dodo woman took up one of the wooden swords, and she came to pair up with me. Una teamed up with Shelley, and everyone else found partners as well. But once we got started, May kept me on my toes. It was all I could do to block her blows, and her hits were heavier than I previously remembered. Her footwork was incredibly fast, and her eyes were aglow with pride as she danced around me. She definitely made it look easy, but there was more to it than that. May was stronger, faster, and more agile. Maybe my sperm really was magical. I shook my head in awe, but as soon as practice ended, we headed straight to Dr. Kriya. The medical pavilion was in its usual state of bustling chaos, but I walked straight past the rows of cots to the room at the back where the doctor was prone to doing her research. May and Una had little choice but to follow along in my wake, but they didn't complain. The two of them had been whispering in excited voices about the endless possibilities associated with my magic seed ever since our training session, but I'd ignored all their theories and hypotheses by continuing to insist we talk to the doctor first. "Kriya!" I called out as I approached the back room door. "I have to talk to you."
"Is everything okay?"
Dr. Kriya opened the portal just as I reached for the handle, and she jumped back with a startled expression. "I've had just about enough of these women talking about my sperm being magic without knowing the truth. I need to know for sure one way or the other, as soon as possible."
"I've been conducting more tests and further research,"
the doctor said, and she stepped back to gesture for us to enter the back room. The three of us squeezed through the portal and into Dr. Kriya's workshop, and I noticed the vials full of white liquid lined up on the table immediately. We'd caught her in the middle of her research on my sperm, but it would only be awkward if I let it be, so I returned my gaze to the doctor. "What have you learned?"
"I have learned I will need to take more samples and some blood from Una as well."
Dr. Kriya grabbed a notebook full of yellowed parchment, covered in scribbles and scrawled words.
"The patients who have injected the concoction I made are still showing progressive improvement, but no one is demonstrating any advanced strength characteristics. It really happened!"
Una insisted, as she reached for the notebook. But the doctor smacked her hands away.
"Not just to me, either, but now May has felt it, too!"
Dr. Kriya inhaled sharply as her eyes flicked between me and May.
"Is this true? Have you provided me with another research subject?"
"That's one way of putting it," I chuckled as I ran a hand through my hair. "I just called it having fun."
"Like I said."
Dr. Kriya went on without batting an eye.
"I will need samples from anyone who has come in direct contact with your seed. I'm fine-tuning my concoction, but it may never impart the same abilities as a direct dosage would."
"This is sperm we're talking about, right?" My cheeks reddened.
"If that is the earth term for your seed you use to plant new life,"
Dr. Kriya said in a patient tone.
"We will be sure to give you whatever you need. But do you have any other theories?"
"I believe the seed will grant enhanced strength and physical prowess during the 24 hours after exposure,"
Dr. Kriya explained, and her eyes lit up with excitement as she began to delve into her reasoning. She was a very intelligent mouse lady, I had to give her that, but I managed to follow along for the most part. When the doctor finished her explanation, I shook my head in awe and cast Una and May a sideways smirk. "Care to help me retrieve another sample?"
"Yes, dreamer!"
the two said in almost perfect unison. The eager look in both women's eyes caused an immediate reaction in my loins, and I swallowed down the lump that had risen into my throat.
I'll give you three some privacy,
Dr. Kriya murmured, as her cheeks flamed with red heat.
There are empty vials on the counter.
Thank you, Doctor, I said, but I couldn't stop the shit-eating grin that spread across my face as the door closed behind her and left the three of us alone. Una and May were on their knees before I could even suggest such a thing, and the purple-blue cat girl began to tug insistently on the strands of my pants. May grabbed the empty containers and placed them on the floor beside my knees, but she flicked her tongue across her lips as her gaze returned to my crotch. These women were insatiable. A short while later, we had three vials full of my sperm, and I sighed as I redid the fastenings of my baggy pants. Una licked a stray dollop of white from the corner of her lips, and she flashed me a mischievous grin when she caught me looking. Meanwhile, May had to retie her shirt closed since I'd practically ripped it open while they'd been coaxing the sperm from my balls. Thanks, ladies. Dr. Kriya should ask for samples more often.
I'm sure it won't be the last time she wants some of your seed,
Una said in a reassuring manner.
I will gladly assist in the removal of your magic at any time,
May informed me. We rejoined the doctor and her patients outside the back room workshop, and the mouse woman had the decency not to comment on any of the noises we'd made while summoning my seed. I passed by the cot where the two gorgeous blondes laid, but this time they both smiled in my direction, so I found myself adjusting my trajectory until I was squatted down beside their bed. How are you feeling?
Much more awake,
one of them said.
Much less asleep,
said the other. Good, I grinned. The two blondes were still suffering from opposition effects of some kind, but I wished they would hurry up and get better so I could get to know them some more. But I would take a short, stolen moment in the meantime. Someone behind me cleared their throat, and I rose up as I turned to face them.
Thank you, Dreamer,
the doctor said with a dip of her head.
You are aiding the advancement of our knowledge.
It's the least I could do. I'll let you handle getting Una and May's blood. I don't think I would be much help in that department.
You should go talk to Miss Maggie. She wanted to ask you about the mole people's food.
Oh, there's something I wanted to talk to her about, too. My mind turned to the bacon cheeseburger-flavored mushrooms, and my steps turned toward the front door.
Until we next meet, Dreamer,
May said.
We'll see you at lunch,
Una called across the room. I can't wait, I hollered back, and I blew them both a kiss before I crossed the threshold. I crossed the distance to the giant bonfires always burning near the entrance of New Haven, and that was where I found the pig lady chef. Miss Maggie waved an arm over her head when she spotted me, and I hurried my steps to reach her faster. We hadn't started out on the best of terms, but after I'd proven myself to her, she'd been adamantly loyal and obedient. Good day, Miss Maggie. I greeted her with a friendly smile. Dr. Kriya said you wanted to talk to me?
I did indeed,
Miss Maggie agreed with a bob of her head that sent her multiple chins to rolling.
I've been hearing stories about the underground world of the mole people. Una told me last night while you were with May that they ate mostly bugs.
Mostly. They also had some magic mushrooms, and I swear they tasted just like cheeseburgers. So you might want to look into what you can do with those. I have some unfinished business to take care of for the mole people, but once I get rid of the giant, then they will most likely be strong allies of ours.
How anyone could resist the call of the Dreamer is beyond me. How do they expect you to take care of all their problems without so much as a thank you in return?
We'll get more than a thank you before the task is through. I need to gather some volunteers to help me with the mission, though. Think you could help me out with that?
Oh, your wish is my command, Dreamer. By dinner time, I'll have the people who wish to help ferried out to you.
Good, I grinned. I'm going to go pack some basic supplies. I'd like to leave tomorrow morning.
Very well.
Miss Maggie nodded, but then she turned back to the big pot of boiling stew hanging over the fire, and I assumed our conversation was over. It was later that evening when I met up with the volunteers, but I wasn't surprised to see Una, May, and Shelley among the familiar faces of some of my warriors. The fire kept the chill of the night at bay, and everyone huddled together beside the flames as they awaited my arrival. Happy faces greeted my approach, and I gave Una and May both a peck on their cheeks before I got everyone's attention. The mole people living below the surface have a vast army, I said in a loud, clear voice. They would be a great asset in the fight against the Dark King, but they require a favor before they will agree to anything.
Miss Maggie said something about the giant,
Shelley spoke up.
How are we supposed to be any help with that?
I'll need scouts to memorize the giant's patterns, runners to relay messages, and people at my back in case things go south. It's not for the faint of heart, but I have total faith in all of you.
We're with you, Dreamer,
Isabel, the beaver woman, said in a determined tone.
It doesn't matter if I have to cut through a giant's leg like a tree, I've got your back.
That's the spirit, I grinned. We leave in the morning. Any who wish to stay will not face judgment. This is a volunteer mission only. That night, I stayed with Una in our treehouse, but I was on my feet again long before dawn. I wanted to get this mission over with and move forward with my alliance negotiations with Amon, so I wasn't feeling the most patient when I shook the cat girl awake. We met the others near the entrance to the caves, and everyone had a pack with a torch striking out slung over their shoulders. It seemed no one wanted to repeat the dark trek through the mole people's tunnels if they could help it, and I was proud of how quickly my people had learned and adapted. Dr. Kriya and Miss Maggie were among the faces seeing us off, but the crowd was fairly small since it was still so early in the morning. The mouse-eared older woman pressed a potion into my hand with a warm smile, but there was no label on the glass container, so I arched a questioning eyebrow.
It appears to be a big potion. Figured it would help you deal with the giant problem.
Thanks, I said with a grin. It's perfect. We all waved goodbye as we headed up the ramp and into the front cavern. But then we were off through the mountains toward the giant's lair. I'd been to the giant's home once before when Una and I were gathering the ingredients for a potion we were trying to make, but I wasn't exactly eager to return. Either way, I was coming back with an army of mole people on our side, or I wasn't coming back at all. But I had confidence in my ability to create peace in all the land. Time for the dreamer to go toe-to-toe with a giant.